my name is Lee Goodson, and you are listening to the Big Blue Podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Greg Stone. Greg, how are you today?
I'm well, Dr. Goodson. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good. The weather is wonderful, but we never say what day we're recording because they never broadcast on the same day. All right. We are here today with Dr. David Ryskowski, and Associate Professor of History, and really excited to have you here. And we want to talk today about the STAY conference. And so, welcome.
It's cool. Glad to be here. I've always been told that I had a face for radio, so this is
Oh, yeah.
That's an old joke, sorry.
I get it. Tell us a little bit, for our newer faculty and those who maybe haven't participated before, what is the STAY conference? And how to get started, because I know so many people prepare for a long time for it and really look forward to it.
When I first started at TCC in 2008, there was money available for us to go to conferences. I remember that first spring of 2009, me and Dorothy Miner and Jocelyn Whitney went to a conference in Washington, D.C. called The Teaching Professor. It was great. The sessions were great, and we had free time to visit the, you know, the monuments and things. That money kind of dried up in terms of for travel, and Dorothy came up with the idea of just having a conference in-house. It's a takeoff on staycation. STAY conference, that's where she came up with that. She thought, we have very talented professors, we can put together a conference right here and give people the opportunity to talk about their research or teaching methods, whatever it happened to be. And I gave a few sessions, and then she came to me, and I was one of the newer faculty, and she said, I'm going to retire someday, and would you like to come on to the organizational team? And
so, she passed that on to you.
Yeah, but The funny part was that I helped her for 1 year, and then the reorg happened, and she did not want to be reorged like a lot of people. And so I went from helping 1 year to being, this is mine, 1 year later.
Okay.
And the Office of Engaged Learning has been, we work with them, and they do a fantastic job with the rooms and everything. So we have a really good situation right now.
Well, and we really appreciate Dorothy Miner and her incredible idea in that process. And she's still a leader. She sends out the newsletter for the retirees. Yep.
She's also on the Friends of the Tulsa County Library, and she's asked me to speak twice with them.
Well, book there
book
you go.
Sandwich End and was one, and then Travels with Tulsans. I did another presentation with them. So yeah, she's an old friend. And she was the keynote speaker a few years ago.
At the STAY conference.
I had her come when we were doing it on Zoom during the pandemic. So anyway.
Dave, this year's STAY conference is scheduled for Friday, March the 1st. It'll be at Southeast Campus. This podcast will air a few weeks before that. And I know you've been looking through the proposals that were submitted for presentations. Can you just give us a quick overview of what some of the sessions or topics are going to be on the schedule?
Sure. I have a list right here. I mean, we still have a couple of spots left. I want to say that we always make the due date is January 15th, knowing we're going to extend it to the 31st. So I think I got the last submission came in last night. So and today at midnight would be the final time. Artificial intelligence as a chemistry teacher's assistant, streamlining lesson planning and grading, research experience of undergraduates programs for STEM students. These are some of the titles, of course. And then there's one about, it's called, Is That Really Debatable? Utilizing Switch Side Debate as a Teaching Tool. I know John Mikologic is award-winning leader of our debate team, and he's involved with that one. Social media publishing in the composition classroom is another title. Looking down, it's got bullet journal workshop for the win, learning and teaching this new old school method. Another one, taking steps to understand and implement critical media literacy is another title.
So just and lots of these are there.
There are some that are all about teaching, some that are more fun. You know, Tom Rowe teaches English as a second language, and he's an amazing speaker. And one time he did one on he had read biographies about all the presidents of the United States, and he did a presentation. And then the next year he had read biographies of all the first ladies, and he did one. And he's so entertaining, you know. And so he's doing one this year about the English language, which is always going to be great, you know. So
when we were talking before we started recording too, you're going to present some of the work from your And I know we don't have time to get into the great project you've done, but you're going to be presenting your action research project as part of promotion, and a lot of faculty members have been using the Stay-on-Friends as their mechanism as part of that requirement for promotion and rank to present their research. So there's probably a lot of that going on, too.
Yeah, frankly, I've been thrilled that the Stay-on-Friends has a real purpose here for as a vehicle to present people's action research project. When it first started this the promotion and rank a few years ago, there must have been 14 different poster presentations and other people doing sessions, and every year there's some. This is my big year, so I've done my research, and so I'll be giving a session on a exam proctoring system that is not reliant on AI anymore because there's problems with AI, and I'm going to discuss that, you know, the research I've done in that, and so, yeah, I'm kind of excited. I haven't done one for a long time, so I've been director, I haven't done one, so it's been quite a few years, so I'll be back in there, so.
That's great.
So we hear a lot of people wanting to attend a conference somewhere else to learn from their colleagues across the country, and certainly there are benefits to that, and learning from people around the country, around the world, wherever. What are some of the benefits we might not think about having a conference right here where it's us?
Well, what I think, when I answer the question like that, is I think of the situation here at TCC. For example, we're moving to Blackboard Ultra. Last year, we had some faculty members had done a test of Blackboard Ultra, and they did a presentation about how to change over to that. Kristen Matthews, one of my colleagues in my department, was on that team. I told her I was going to give her a shout out today. Anyway, so she did that.
We noted that. Yeah.
But I mean, there's been so much to learn about, like, tips on that I've used in my own teaching about, you know, one of our professors, Jeff Holt, did one, he called it guided notes. It's a way where students can responsible for note-taking without the old-school method of writing every single thing that your professor says down. It's like it was an exercise in speed writing, which some people still do that, and that's how I went to college. But it was a way to kind of help them in that process, and I do that in my classes all the time. You know, many of our faculty have done some great scholarships. I remember Tracy Skopek, who's moved on, was the dean of liberal arts, and she was a political scientist, very talented. She wrote a book on Native American gaming and voting patterns. You know, and it was fascinating. She did 45 minutes, and basically what she was arguing is that you know, where the Democrats were more supportive of Native Americans, the votes went to them. Where the Republicans were, it was all state by state, district by district on how they supported it.
Wow.
I mean, it's fascinating stuff.
That is really fascinating.
And the thing is, how would we know otherwise, unless we had an in-house conference? Maybe she would go and present at another school or something for people who are political scientists, but this really gives us an opportunity to see what our colleagues are researching about. When I think of some of the presentation I went to, my colleague and friend Sloan Davis spends a lot of time in Ireland. He's always talking about Ireland, goes over there and writes and stuff. And he did a presentation one time, and I'll never forget one of the slides. It said, he was talking about the conflict between England and Ireland, and one of the slides said, 800 years of suffering is what it said, and that was kind of memorable to me. So, and there's been so many over the years. I go to all, you know, I have to, like an attendee, I have to pick the five sessions I want to go to. And so one thing about the Stay-on-Friends as it's evolved, it used to be, you know, morning sessions, lunch, and then afternoon sessions. And the afternoon sessions late on a Friday afternoon would be not very well attended. And so we decided to kind of limit the number of proposals and make it culminate with lunch. Okay, so we start pretty early, get through five sessions, and then we have lunch, and then we're done for the day. So I remember talking to one guy, he was an older guy, and he said he was in he was in one room at the beginning of the day, and I said, he was a part-time instructor. And I said, well, what sessions are you going to attend? He said, well, whatever's in this room, I'm just going to stay right here, and I'm just going to go. It's that kind of thing. And I noticed one year after lunch, the ones that were upstairs, I'd walk around, you know. The ones that were upstairs were much less attended than the ones that were downstairs. This was when we were doing it at the West Campus.
Dave, you've talked about a few different fun stories and great presentations people have made over the years. Is there one that sticks out in your mind that you attended that really had an impact on your teaching or something you started doing in the classroom differently as a result of that presentation from a colleague?
Well, I mentioned that earlier about the guided notes. That was one that has really had an impact. But there's been so many. We've had things about Native Americans and about, you know, teaching strategies that I've learned so much from my colleagues, and what they're doing research-wise, it's just been incredible. You know, so especially that Blackboard Ultra that I right now you have the option of maintaining the old system. At some point, they're not going to let you do that anymore. And
that's
so,
right. This is the warning shot.
Yeah, this,
right.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So I mean, there's something for everyone. And here's what's going to happen. There will be the deadline to submit proposals. We'll have about a week to put together the program. And we'll decide. We try to match, you know, to make sessions that are not, you know, not near the same topic, different times, because there'll be multiple times. You have to decide, well, we'll send out the program and the registration link at the same time, and then weeks before you go, you can decide what you're going to go to attend. And one thing we've changed about the registration is we always just, if we had 120 people coming, we'd buy enough food for that. And you always wind up with extra food. So now we have a little question, are you staying for lunch? And so we can buy the right amount of food for this kind of thing. I've learned a lot. And it's frankly, it's working with the Office of Engaged Learning. They do so much work, the people in the office. I mean, this has been a real joy for me to be involved with the STAY conference. And our keynote speaker this year is going to be Brad Duran, who is my dean, and he's going to talk about, you know, TCC, because he was a full-time professor in another college. That's something a lot of us have not done, and so he's going to talk about the culture of TCC compared to other places and that kind of thing. And so I'm really looking forward to his discussion. So,
all right, let's get down to brass tacks. If someone's on the fence about going to STAY conference, what's one or two sentences you can say to say you really ought to do this, and then how do they register?
On top of free lunch? Okay.
No. Free lunch, that's pretty good.
No, I would say that this is a tremendous opportunity to learn what your colleagues are doing, because otherwise you wouldn't know, especially in somebody in a completely different department. What are they doing? And because we have some amazing scholars here. As we know, it is harder and harder to get full-time college teaching jobs, and I've been on committees, and I see the work these people have done, published books and articles in this, and just fabulous scholars we have here, and this is a way to be introduced to what they're doing, you know, outside of the classroom, because we wouldn't have any other way, and a way to meet people as well, and the registration link is going to come out sometime in the second week of February, and then so you have a few weeks to make a decision, look over the program, and then I haven't decided the deadline yet. We have to have a deadline probably a week ahead of time, so we'll know how much food to buy.
Yeah, you got to order lunch. Right?
Yeah, that sort of thing. So.
And that link will be in email. TCC
It'll be from
today.
From Engaged Learning, and the TCC Today email.
Great.
So
great.
Anyway.
Well, you've been listening to the Big Blue Podcast with Dr. Dave Roskowski, not only our coordinator of the STAY conference every year, but associate professor of history here at TCC. Dave, thank you so much for the work that you and all the volunteers who put STAY conference together, the presenters, the team who work on the logistics. It's such a great event to have every year, so thank you all for that great work. I'm Greg Stone, and here with Dr. Lee Goodson, and we will see you next time on the Big Blue Podcast.